moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayam Bhutanath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning. Go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabo, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast.
Hi there, John Sabo with the Far East Travels Podcast, coming to you from Vietnam. I'm in Nha Trang currently, and in this episode, we're going to totally abandon any kind of pandemic or COVID news, travel updates of that sort, and just focus on a wonderful place, Okinawa, Japan. I was only there for a short trip in 2018. I was really impressed. I'm going to play a live stream segment as part of this episode with me walking through the Makishi Market, the very famous market there, and talk to you a little bit more about Okinawa. It's a really special place to go. So again, thank you so much for your support. There's lots of different ways you can support me and the Far East Travels Podcast, one of which is by writing a review in Apple Podcasts. And I know I mention this every episode, but it really does help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast, especially, of course, if it's a nice review, a positive review of the podcast, simply because, you know, with all of the different places that people can get the podcast from, whether it's Spotify or any of the countless number of apps, you know, where you get it from, the majority of people do get it from the Apple Podcast app. So it really helps, especially if you put in a nice review there. So the link will be in the show notes as usual. Also, a couple of links if you want to support the podcast and me financially. A patron pledge per month is an option. And of course, that helps a consistent amount of money coming in every month to support the production and research and the time needed to put this podcast together and the YouTube channel and other things that I do, as well as a link I will leave too for just one-off donations if you don't feel like doing that. If you feel like doing either one of these things, anything and everything, of course, is absolutely super appreciated. So thank you again. Two links in the show notes for that. So I have to tell you, I love Japan. I mean, I've only been, you know, a couple times, but I've always had just a wonderful time. The place impresses me so much. I would live in Japan. I honestly would. I just think there's so many wonderful things about Japan. The food, the people, the order, the infrastructure, the ease of travel. Just everything just seems very comfortable and easy. And of course, that's from a perspective of somebody that doesn't live there. And I know, you know, people that live there, and it's not always that way. But it is a very fascinating place. The culture and the mix of you know, contemporary or modern culture with the past is really quite stimulating. So I love Japan. Unfortunately, in the last few years and with the pandemic, there just hasn't been the option or the time that I've been able to spend to go there. But the last time I was in Japan was in 2018. I did just a short little trip from Taipei to Okinawa. And of course, it was enough to make me want to go back to Okinawa again and spend much more time there, because it is a really fascinating place. It has so much to offer as well. It has a culture. It has just fantastic food. It has all kinds of outdoor sports. that you can do. And if you are in Taiwan, it's a great opportunity to get there, because what puts off a lot of people I know, especially in Japan, is it's a long flight. It's only 90 minutes from Taipei, though, to get to the main island of Okinawa Honto and Naha, which is the main city there. So very convenient. I needed to do a visa run at the time, and I'd never been there before, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. And it was worth it. It was in February, so I wasn't there for the best weather. It's a subtropical island, similar to the subtropical climate of Taiwan. There are some, actually, a couple of different similarities between Okinawa and Taiwan. Taiwanese love to vacation in Okinawa because there's a lot of Taiwanese that love Japan, love Japanese things, and it's super convenient, especially if you've got kids. It's a short flight, so you'll see lots of families from Taiwan visiting Okinawa. So it is an archipelago of 160 islands, mostly uninhabited, and they say it's the best place in Japan for sand, sun, and surf. And, you know, I have friends in Japan, Japanese friends and expat friends, and many of them that I know have just never been there. They've just never been able to get down there or make the time, or in a lot of cases, too, it's kind of like some of the outer islands of Taiwan and that Taiwanese have never been to. When they have an opportunity to do a vacation, they want to get away from Taiwan, just like if you're going to take a 3 or 4 hour flight. Maybe you want to go to a completely different place, like maybe Southeast Asia, if you're in Japan, rather than just another one of the islands of Japan. But it is well worth it. It is kind of what they call the Hawaii of Japan. And there's some Hawaiian-themed things there that are really interesting. And, of course, there is some American influence there as well, being that it's been a naval base or a base for many, many years. And there still is an American presence there as far as military. I think about 20,000 civilians and military personnel on the island. But pretty low key. You don't really see them too much that I noticed anyways in Naha. But there's lots of things to explore within the islands, and some are fairly accessible even just by ferry from Naha. But you can do everything from kayaking to hiking to diving. You can swim with manta rays on Ishigaki Island. There is something really cool. And of course, it wasn't the best time of year to do this, and I didn't have the time, but you can take a ferry from Naha and visit Naganu Island, and you can try something called ocean walking, where you strap on weights and a helmet, and you walk on the bottom of the ocean, kind of Jules Verne-like, and you enjoy the marine life that way. That sounds like a lot of fun. I don't think you're in really, really deep water, but that just sounds like a blast to do something like that. So if you don't have a lot of time, I know a lot of people just do a sort of like a weekend trip or a 3 or 4 day trip. It doesn't leave you with a lot of time to visit here if you're coming from another part of Japan or East Asia or even Southeast Asia. But so if you've just got a few days, there's I think enough to keep you interested or keep you active just around the Naha area and that island that you wouldn't you wouldn't get bored easily, for sure. And they have something called the Okinawa Urban Monorail there, which I used every day. That makes it very convenient to get around that part of the island. It serves the airport as well, so it's a convenient way to get from the airport to Naha City. It gives you that feeling like you're in Japan. Efficiency. A metro, not a subway. It's like it is a monorail. It's above ground, but it does give you that sense that you're in a different place for sure. If you want to go to the aquarium, which is a world famous aquarium on the island, I think at one time it was the largest aquarium in the world. You'll need to take a bus. Now they do have some scheduled bus and tours that you can go on. I saw one that looked really interesting. Unfortunately, I just didn't have enough time to go. But you can book it. I think it was about $50 US for the day. And it took you to all these different sites. And one of them was the aquarium. And I think you had 2.5 hours to visit the aquarium, which I think would be enough time to see most of the things that you'd be interested in seeing. And it stopped around the island. It was a whole all-day tour, and it stopped at all these different points on the island to visit, take pictures. It looked really good. It looked like really good value. And it was about $50, I think, U.S. at the time. So if you don't want to rent a car, or you can't rent a car, and you'll need, I think, an international driver's license if you want to rent a car and drive around the island, then that might be an alternative for you. You can also do local buses, but it's a little more complicated to make the connections and stuff, but it is possible. Now, I use this monorail to get to one of the most famous sites of Naha, which is Shiri Castle and the Shiri Castle site. And fortunately, it was still there when I was there in February 2018, but October 31st, 2019, on Halloween, it burned down. So, and this is not the first time they've had to reconstruct this, or will have to reconstruct this castle, but currently, right now, it's not there. So I'm going to leave a picture on the Far East Travels podcast page on Facebook of the Shiri Castle, just so you can have a look at this thing. It was stunning, and it's a great tour, and it's a great place. You can still go there and walk around the site. They have all the old fortress walls there. There's some great viewpoints of the sea around there. So it's well worth it, even without the castle being there, to go visit the Shiri Castle site. And that would be definitely one of the most important things, or probably a must-see thing that you'd want to do if you're in Naha. Now, it also has really touristy things that are fun. I don't think they're, you know, crass or anything like that. I think they're just fun. You know, the Japanese just know how to make this stuff fun. The shops and things that you'll see on the Kokusai Dori or International Avenue are just a lot of fun. There's 1.6 kilometers of stores, restaurants, all kinds of things. I mean, great food, great restaurants, great food, more than just sushi, by the way, but they have lots of sushi and sashimi there. And also, they have a location of the Don Quixote store, or they call it Donki store, in Japan. And these are very famous stores. They're famous for just having a whole lot of different stuff. I wouldn't call them the Walmart of Japan. They're kind of they're more eclectic. They have everything from chocolate covered bugs to just crazy costumes and, you know, pineapple sunglasses. I mean, they just have all these really kooky fun things. It's just fun to have a look around, try some stuff on. And a great place, by the way, to stock up on Japanese treats. Like, if you like the cookies and the food, and they have all the varieties of Kit Kats there that are famous, this would be a great place to do some shopping as well before you go back home. Now, of course, another big sight to see is the Makishi Public Market and the Haiwadori Covered Market. The Makishi Market is the most famous one. And it is it has about 400 or over 400 shops in the market. It's been around since the Second World War, and they call it the kitchen of Okinawa. And you know, you'll probably hear in my voice the enthusiasm when I see all these different packaged goods there, and they have people giving out samples and stuff like that, including one of my favorites, the Sata Andagi, or Okinawa donut. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but it's this, the kinds look like if you've ever had those donut holes, it kind of looks like it's just like a ball, like a round fritter. And they're flavored with all kinds of things, and they're great. They go with coffee. And at one of these markets, I think it was the Haiwadori, I found a cafe there that just made the absolute best coffee in the world. A place you would just never think, just a really low key looking place that would make such a great cup of coffee. And I remember going there a couple of times and having these donuts and just sitting there and watching the people and having a coffee. And then another time I went to this little, Ma and Pa, bento place, and they had some bentos that were discounted with fish in them, and they were just delicious, and the people were so friendly and brought me tea and extra things. And they say, I've had Japanese friends, and I think I say it in this segment I'm going to play you as well, that Okinawa is the friendliest place in Japan. The people are very, very friendly, and fairly accommodating. And You know, I don't eat meat, but I still eat fish occasionally. I think I was eating more fish at that time. And I was in a restaurant, and I was explaining to them I didn't eat meat, and they pointed at a bitter melon dish. This is a famous vegetable dish, stir-fry dish of Okinawa. And I said, well, I don't eat the pork. And they said, well, we can take that out. Don't worry about that. And typically in a lot of places, I don't think they mind taking things out. But in Japan, they don't like you customizing, or they don't like to customize orders. If you see something on the menu, that's pretty much how they want to bring it to you. They don't want to do any kind of adjustments or anything like that. That's, they've created this dish for these certain flavors, and that's how they want to present it to you. So, you know, customizing is not really a good thing. You'll read about that before you go to Japan. But in this case, I don't think they minded. And I'd been in the restaurant before, but I had some wonderful Okinawan dishes there, and the Orion beer, which is, you know, the beer of Okinawa, lots of that. So, you know, great place to go for a little quick trip, or if you want to do something a little more extensive as well, there's certainly lots to offer you. But this is a segment from a live stream I did in 2018 from the Makishi Market in Naha, Okinawa, Japan.
Welcome to Okinawa, Japan. This is Naha City, and this is the giant Makishi Market, cover market. We're going to check out the goods here. It is. It's like the Hawaii of Japan. It's like the Hawaii of Japan, Naha City, yeah. And this is on the main island of Okinawa. This is on the main island. So I'm just here for a couple days. I'm here tomorrow, then I leave Thursday morning. So just a quick little trip. Yeah, it was 6,000 NT return, so about $215, something like that. It's pretty cheap. A lot of Taiwanese come here for family vacations and stuff, and this time of year it's a little bit cheaper because it's not high season. So the beaches, you got to yourself right now, but the water isn't as warm. But in the summertime, I think it's pretty crowded here with Japanese tourists and Taiwanese and everybody else from around Asia like to come here. And so let's walk around the market. What do you think? I used Airbnb this time. I think Airbnb is a good choice for Japan. You know, sometimes the shopkeepers in Japan are a little more, they don't like the photograph and filming type stuff. So I'm just going to be a little bit cautious here. Yes, there's U.S. naval presence here. It's 20,000 civilian, non-civilian people here that are connected with the base. Your cousin's at the military base in Okinawa, yeah. Yeah, so it's quite a big presence here still, but apparently they're fairly low key, and you know, kind of controversial. Some stuff's happened, you know, the last 20 years here. It's been kind of controversial. Hello, hey, J-boy, hi, hi, thank you. What do you have here? Oh, I will try. Thank you so much. Arigato. Oh, and you have pineapple cakes, of course, pineapple. Mmm, delicious. Mmm, arigato. You got another grandson in Okinawa, great. We're just sampling stuff here. Yeah, people are pretty friendly. You're welcome, thanks for watching. Sea grapes, okay, I'll try the sea grapes, thanks. I love all the Japanese packaging. Like, it's just like artwork. Yeah, Marines. And also, yeah, Marines, they have air base here as well. Pretty big presence, yeah. Pretty big presence. It was part of the treaty that they worked out with Japan, and when they handed Okinawa Prefecture back to Japan in 1972, that was part of the deal, was to keep the presence here. Canadian military in Japan? No. Look at this. These look good. This is like mochi, it looks like. But they have Okinawan cookies. Yeah, there's lots of Okinawan specialties here. They sell them in Taiwan. They always have these stands in the department stores where they sell all of the Okinawan treats, like little cookies and different things. And they always have Orion beer. They always have six packs of Orion beer. Hey, welcome. Okinawa, yeah, there's lots of different islands here. Shinsuko. Hey, hi. Yes, there's many, many, many islands here. I mean, one of the most famous is Iwo Jima, but I don't know anything about it. I mean, there are a lot of these islands are remote. So they take a while to get out to by boat. This is the beer of Okinawa, Orion beer. Have you ever had Orion beer? It's good. I had three glasses last night. I do drink beer. There was $2 a glass. They were like kind of like small pints. It looked like a pint glass, but it wasn't a full pint. But it was, well, 200 yen. So I guess about $2. I'm featured? Oh, that's great. Thanks. That's awesome. Thanks, Sarah. I always joke with, I always kind of throw these little remarks in to Periscope sometimes about, well, you know, if I was in Japan, I'd always be featured, you know? So maybe they're just doing that to bug me. But no, Japan's great. I mean, people love Japan. People have a real big interest in Japan. Is there any scam artists in Okinawa? I'm not too familiar with the scams here. But I mean, there's a lot of tourists here, so probably. And everybody knows, like, I think everybody's used to streamers here now, people doing YouTube videos and stuff. So lots of people wave and say hi and stuff like that. Lots of questions. I can't answer them all. I don't know much about the Night District either. Okinawan soba. I had some fried Okinawan soba last night. It was really delicious. Just some stir fried. Sushi. I'm a sushi freak, so I will get some sushi at some point here for sure. And some more soba, because Okinawa is very well known for the soba here. So, and I love soba, so I will definitely eat some more soba. I love Japanese food too, I do. Anyways, so I've got a YouTube channel, if you want to check that out, and I'll be in central Taiwan next Monday and Tuesday, so hopefully I'll be giving you some scopes from somewhere a little bit different. It's like a noodle, like a wheat noodle. I think they use buckwheat. Let's check out the goodies here. Yeah, it's a little more, it's definitely more expensive than Southeast Asia and Taiwan. Absolutely, yeah. No question about it. But, you know, like transportation's like 3-4 times the price in Taiwan. And I haven't been here long enough to know anything about the theater entertainment. But yeah, I will try this fresh seafood here. These are all like the different snacks and stuff. Because there'll be a lot of tourists come to Okinawa, so they like to buy lots of snacks. I can smell smoked fish right now. It smells really good. But they have all kinds of cookies and things like that as well. Special treats, sweets and cookies and stuff like that here. Okay, I'll check that out. This is the fruit, local fruit, some local fruit here. Pineapples, of course. Definitely the prices are more expensive than in Taiwan, but the cost of living is higher here as well, so. I'm just checking out the snacks here. I love the packaging in Japan, and I gotta get some Kit Kats while I'm here. They have a purple potato Kit Kat that I want to try. So they have all, you guys know, probably because you watch Dave in Osaka, he eats Kit Kats and stuff like that. They have, like, in Japan, they have all kinds of different flavors of Kit Kat. Really interesting flavors like wasabi, cough medicine, like really crazy stuff. I love all these little cookies and snacks and things. I love the packaging. Just makes you want to buy it all and eat everything. You're welcome. Thanks for watching. We're just checking out all the beautiful little tasty packaging and snacks here. Look at this stuff. Lots of cookies. They make lots of cookies. Well, cookies pack well. Japanese fruit is really delicious. It's expensive. I find more expensive than, like, say, other places in Taiwan or Southeast Asia. But it is very delicious, yes. Absolutely, I agree with you. The oranges are amazing. The mandarin oranges, oh my God, they're so good. This is like mango, some mango flavored stuff. Lots of tourists come here. Oh, the lazy egg has even got some snacks. It's a bright sunny day here in Naha and Okinawa today. About 20 Celsius, 55% humidity. And they have restaurants upstairs apparently as well, but I haven't checked it out. Purple sweet potatoes. Yeah, so they have the Kit Kat, purple sweet potato Kit Kats here. Oh, these are fritters. I saw these earlier. Oh, these look so good. Oh my God. I should get one. They have sesame, yummy, pumpkin, caramel, 60 yen. Oh, these look good. I think I'll have to get one. I'm going to eat too much sweet stuff if I'm here. Pineapple and banana. And I feel totally lost here because I know some Chinese, so I can kind of half function in Taiwan. But here, I literally know like 3 or 4 words in Japanese. No, I don't see any egg rolls. There's English-speaking people here. I mean, there's lots of expats here. You know, there are some local people that speak English, but they typically don't widely speak English in Japan. You lived in Okinawa in 1983. Well, cool. I'm getting some people coming on saying, yeah, I was stationed there in 87. I lived there in 83. That's really cool. I'm glad. I hope I can show you a few things. I might head up to the castle later today and check that out. You were in the service too? Okay, I had another guy that was in the service here in 87 that was watching last night. That's really cool. And if you keep walking out here, we get to the Kokusai Dori, which is the main kind of shopping or tourist area of Naha here. Naha is kind of where a lot of sites are. It's central on the main island here in Okinawa. And, you know, my friend was telling me that they say this is the friendliest place in Japan. These are the friendliest people in Japan, in Okinawa. Well, there's lots of people outside. It's Tuesday. It's not exactly busy season here. But you're right, you know, like, you know, I know people, like, people that their grandparents remember the Japanese era in Taiwan, and some of them miss it because they liked that orderly. They knew what to expect when they go out in public and the way people would act or people were supposed to behave or do things a certain way. So people do, a lot of people do like that. I'm going to try to go to Shuri Castle later, yeah. Shuri Castle was mostly destroyed during World War II. Actually, this whole island was almost flattened, basically. So most everything here is built after World War II. There are still a few, I think there's still maybe a few villages left or remnants of villages around here. And you see the odd home around here that is one of the older style homes. But most everything was flattened here during World War II. So Shuri Castle, a lot of it was destroyed, but a lot of the wall is still in place. So they rebuilt it in 1992. So yeah, I'll probably check that out later. You guys want to walk around? Let's walk around. There's lots of people around here. Let's check it out. Maybe we'll bump into some people. There's lots of friendly Okinawans here, too. And, of course, you know, as I walked to get some breakfast this morning, and, you know, it's so Japan, ubiquitous vending machines. Vending machines everywhere you turn. Vending machines. With everything. Snorkel every weekend. Well, the waters are crystal clear here. The waters are absolutely crystal clear. So the Okinawa is really known for really good snorkeling and diving. Yeah, and mild currents. So I think it's probably, even though we're further north than Taiwan, it's a little drier and maybe a little bit warmer here because of the currents. Yeah, there's the Pottery Street is around here as well. That's right. I haven't checked that out yet. I'll probably go to the castle. I'm going to have something to eat after I finish this scope and then go to the castle maybe. This is just going to be the tourist. This is just really not going to be a big exploratory trip. This is just going to be like a tourist trip.
So a few things, one of which I just want to correct myself, like not all Japanese fruit is really expensive. It probably overall is, you'll find it more expensive than fruit or produce in other parts of East Asia, particularly if you're comparing it to Taiwan. And then, of course, even, you know, Southeast Asia would be much cheaper as well. But not all fruit in Japan is $40 melons and $800, you know, this and that, and $30 clusters of grapes. There's lots of just everyday fruit as well. A couple other things. The sushi was pretty good. I think the other meals I had, the more traditional Okinawan meals that I had when I was there, was really good. There's a department store that's not too far away from where I was broadcasting from, and they had just some amazing bentos that just, like, you wanted to just take them all home and eat them. The food looked just amazing and beautifully put together. Just super good quality food overall. They have also in that market, they have a live fish area. You can go and pick out fish and they'll actually cook it for you up the stairs on the second floor, I believe. Hey, thanks so much for listening. The next episode, we will do an update on the travel situation or just overall pandemic situation here in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, and Southeast Asia. You can also stay connected with me on Instagram, John Sabo's Far East Travels on Instagram. I typically have got something going on there all the time on stories, so check that out. On Facebook, Far East Travels Podcast, I will put the picture of Shuri Castle. You will be able to see that if you check out the Facebook page. As well, Far East Travels on Facebook and the John Sabo official page on Facebook. On Twitter, it is Far East_Travels. And don't forget YouTube. I've got a new video coming out very soon on YouTube from Natron. Thanks again for listening. And in the future, I wish you safe travels. Namaste, tashi delay, and peace from Vietnam.